This is Tom Roy with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Since March, WGXC has been tracking every local county and their new case count as the coronavirus pandemic has raged. Every day we also note the number of local deaths, but today is the first day that all local counties have deaths to report. In Albany County, some of the seven new deaths from COVID-19 come from county officials just now discovering previously unreported cases. But the 257 new positive tests there, reported January 16th in Albany County, is not good news either. Across the Hudson River, there was another death in Rensselaer County and 117 new COVID-19 cases. Ulster County reported two more COVID-19 deaths January 16th, and Dutchess County announced four additional deaths. Ulster County also announced 155 new diagnoses, while Dutchess County said they had 197 new cases. Columbia County reported the 55th resident dying there, with 37 new cases January 16th and 65 new cases January 15th. Greene County, January 15th, announced four more deaths and 36 new cases. Delaware County had two more COVID-19 deaths January 16th and 18 more positive tests. Berkshire County also announced three new COVID-19 deaths January 16th and 78 new cases in the Massachusetts county. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board agreed January 11th to hold a public hearing on a proposed local law that would abolish the village justice position, thereby dissolving the village court. The public hearing will be held next month. The board vote on the measure will be held after the hearing, and if approved, the court would be dissolved as of April 5th. But because of changes in state election law, if a petition circulated in opposition to the change after the vote receives the support of 20% of village residents, instead of sending the matter to the voters to decide, it would effectively kill the new law. The board would have to wait another 4 years to make the change. The village of Chatham is situated in the towns of Chatham and Ghent, each of which has a court where cases would be heard if the village court is dissolved. The public hearing will be held at 6:45 p.m. on February 8th, before the regular village board meeting. The meetings are currently held online. Information on how to join the meeting is available at villageofchatham.com. Read more about the story in the Columbia paper. Alila Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Development Corporation is again seeking developers for the still-vacant 4.56-acre CAS and CSX parcel in the city's first ward. Hudson Development Corporation Board President Robert Rosner said, quote, "We have no business owning undeveloped properties. It should be sold and put to good use for its new owners and for the citizens of the city," unquote. Rosner is of the opinion the corporation should divest itself of all real estate holdings because HDC does not pay real estate taxes. The board is expecting to receive $2 million for the property, he said. Three prospective investors have visited the site, but there are no proposals for the board to consider yet. The Wick Hotel, 41 Cross Street, leases a portion of the property for parking at present. CAS CEO Richard Katzman donated the property on Montgomery Street in 2010 to the HDC in exchange for a tax credit equivalent to the parcel's appraised value of $900,000. The idea behind the deal was to put the property into the hands of the agency that deals with job creation and finding developers, said former mayor and current Fifth Ward supervisor Richard Scalera. Quote, "Here we are 10, almost 11 years later," unquote, Scalera said. Quote, "Nothing has been done," unquote. CAS, the healthcare and home environment products manufacturer, announced the closing of its Columbia County site after 12 years in September 2008. The Hudson warehouses had been largely unused other than for storage at the time the businesses shuttered, Scalera said. Hudson Development Corporation Executive Director Branda Maholtz said, quote, "To be frank, HDC right now is very cash poor," unquote. In 2017, the board did not like options presented for the site, Maholtz said. The community got more involved in 2018 and development stalled. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Monday, January 18th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the Daily Freeman has a rundown of how local services and offices will be affected. Amtrak will operate on its weekend holiday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices are closed. Federal offices are closed. The financial markets are closed. There's no service from Greene County Transit. Metro North will operate on its weekend holiday schedule. There's no mail pickup or delivery. Schools and colleges are closed. State offices are closed. Trailways will operate on its regular schedule with some cancellations. In the area, in Rensselaer, Andrea Smith and Dennis Murphy will present an hour-long virtual event featuring two women and showcasing strength, skill, and the loyalty of black women. The event will be held from noon to 1 p.m. Monday, January 18th, with speakers Gwen Wright, a potential candidate for Rensselaer County Executive, Ojuwana Wilson, the College of St. Rose graduate and design artist for the Biden, Harris, and Warnock campaigns in Georgia. You can register online for this at Color of Change. The link is available in the WGXC newsroom. The Hudson Interfaith Council invites the public to share its 2021 commemoration of the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Sunday, January 17th, beginning at 6 p.m. via Zoom. The MECA 6.8 award will be presented to a graduating high school senior. A deserving neighbor will be honored with the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Public Servant Award. Plus, there'll be appearances by elected and community leaders from and the pastor Richard Turpin, the president of the Hudson Chatham Catskill Kingston Fellowship of African American Churches. More information is again at the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.